Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the virtual couch today a local artist who has used her time in lockdown to create a series of abstract works reflecting on the experience of isolation and disconnection and that sense of lack of predictability we've all been struggling with. And she's now using one of her works to raise funds for hunger relief efforts as well. Her name is Razia Myers, and she spent 2 decades working in the IT sector. It was a visit to India that sparked her yearning for a more creatively satisfying life. And how she made that transition is a story I'm really looking forward to hearing today. Razia Myers, welcome to Cape Talk. It's great to have you on the show.
Fantastic. Hi, Pippa, and all your listeners. Oh, my goodness. It's so great to actually be speaking to you on the 1st of September.
It's a day of new beginnings, Razia.
Absolutely. It signifies a new season, and there's new hope, new things to look forward to.
Which is something we've been short in supply of for the last couple of months, things to look forward to. I made that comment yesterday. I mean, Razia, your story intrigues me, because if you ask the average person to conjure up a picture of an artist, I think an IT manager is possibly the very last person that they would think of. And you did very well in that career. You ended up as a chain manager for a large retailer. What was it that prompted you to shift your focus so dramatically and embrace your art?
You know, as luck would have it, Pippa, strange things happen in life. You know, sometimes we cannot control our own narrative. So it was a personal setback. My husband actually fell ill, and I decided to step in and help his organization. But with that said, we almost killed each other in the first year of working together. And it was then that I had to ask myself, what was it that I was going to do with the next leg of my race, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, I was no longer looking at just paying bills or trying to survive. It became more about being driven for a higher purpose. So this is when I began, and we were actually invited to India with some mutual friends, and I got to explore that creative side. Now, you know, being in IT and being analytical all my life with a type A personality, as one is, I had to learn to let go and to give up full control. That was difficult. You know, we did a creative discourse in India, and we were given pots of paint and told to go wild. This was such a freedom, such a sense of release of thoughts. And it was then that I made a decision to actually break free from my own molds and my own limitations. I stood on myself. And I started taking painting classes with Paul Birchall, and then gradually moved on to drawing classes with Joel Trachtler at the Ruth Proud School of Art. Mm-hmm. So later, the following year in 2016, I was awarded an arts residency scholarship in Italy to Vista Castellana through the Jerusalem School of Art. It was extremely challenging, having only become a fully fledged artist within a year of working at that level. I remember thinking, there is no way that you're an artist. But with all things in life, as I alluded to before, you know, it's through these challenges and trying times that we are tested and that we actually learn the most. So if I was to talk about, you know, juggling both careers, I really found a passion, something obviously was lacking, you know, during my 20 years of being involved in IT with no personality of sorts. So I began producing art, and I could say that the art that I produced before lockdown was more descriptive, more figurative. But I found myself wanting more, to dig deeper and to become more creative. And that's what surfaced during lockdown, and the abstract expressionist artist in me was born. So before, it was more figurative work, more portrait work, because like I say, I used to do live drawing classes at Ruth Proud School of Art. And then what happened was I decided to put my feelings down on paper. You know, the feeling of being kept in our houses where our gardens were overgrown. There was silence, the birds were chirping, and this eerie silence of just nothingness. Mm-hmm. And wondering, where's the world going with this, you know? And that's how the first piece started. It's a very wild, it's got the streaks of greens and lush, chaos, basically. It was a jungle feel painting. Mm-hmm. And I stepped back and I looked at it, wow, what did I just create now? And that for me was, and then I started Googling abstract expressionists, And that's the terminology that could be put. And then I started looking at who are the artists within that genre that I look at, that I can start seeing. Joel Trefler alluded to a lady by the name of Joan Mitchell. And I thought, my goodness, you know, her works resonated with me because she said she had an uncanny ability to infuse a work with emotion. And she said she was looking for that particular thing that she couldn't verbalize. Mm-hmm. That was defining a feeling. And she relied heavily on emotions and memories to create. And that was the start of each particular piece, you know, that was created during lockdown after that.
I mean, I saw a review, Razia, on the SouthAfrican.com website, which described your lockdown work as inspirational abstract expressionism, that there really was a sense of you capturing on canvas those conflicting emotions all of us have been going through, the uncertainty, the periods of some serenity, as you say, sitting, enjoying the silence, listening to the birds and noticing the lack of traffic, replaced the next day by the anxiety of where to from here and will I have a job and how will I pay the rent, and equally tapping into that sense of imprisonment within our own homes that so many people have experienced. Talk to us about the scale of these works, because these are not small, dabbling on an A4 size page canvas. They're really, really big pieces that you've created.
Thank you. Most of them are 1.2 meters by 1.2 meters. And, you know, when you're going to work on a large scale or you're going to work with feelings and emotions, you need to have space and you need to have energy and you need to, you know, put all of that on vigorously onto your canvas. So you can't work on it. It doesn't allow you to work on small scale. So at the first onset, you know, it was about the Nature Wings painting. It was this new world that we created. And then the next one was about a maze. I was, you know, the feeling of where are we going with this? The government also didn't help, you know, with these Stoccato-like decisions, going back and forth with the indecisiveness. And it truly had a major impact on all our psyche, I think, as well, in South Africa. We were not experiencing the same lockdown as in, you know, the rest of the world. And so this maze appeared. And that is a striking yellow-blue piece. Another large piece, then at the next level we moved, I felt, okay, we've finally seen a glimmer of hope where we can actually go and exercise, you know, between 6 and 9, we were told. And we would take our dog down to Duval Park. And in that painting is a very gray, also massive 1.2 meter by 1.2 painting that has a beautiful rainbow signifying that glimmer of hope that, okay, we now have somebody please, and we are released from the prisons at home. And then we moved on to, you know, we started hearing people ascending and people are dying. And that was the next piece that came to the fore with ascension, you know, hearing of all the news. And also I must say that most of the other pieces were inspired by the ocean. Because if you ask me where I found my, you know, inspiration, I would go to the ocean and I would say, you know, that's where I would tell my stories or where I'd get revitalized. But the ocean truly is where I feel closer to God. So I feel that my works are actually deeply spiritual. Because as much inspiration comes from God, I believe that God has given me a purpose and speaks through my art. And it was through lockdown that I began that closer relationship. And with that thing, you know, that's why you see the natural wonders like the spiral shells and my ocean pieces, the 12 apostles standing sentry as men also reflect that.
Razia, I mean, that sense of unlocking purpose is one you are now paying forward to a degree, because you've decided to use some of your art to help support those whose purpose is relieving hunger caused by the lockdown. I'm talking about Ladles of Love. I think they need no introduction to our audience. We've spoken to them many, many times on the show. You've decided to auction off one of your pieces called Coming Through the Storm, which I think is the one you painted after the move to Level 2, that sense of coming out of the storm and into some kind of calmer seas. Tell us a little bit about how you're using that to raise funds for Ladles of Love.
Absolutely, Pippa. That is the latest piece that I'm working with currently. So on the back of that whole collection, I started generating, I created a stirring blend of, it's cobalt blue, soft grays, creamy white. It's actually reminiscent of the turbulent, like a tumultuous storm that we had passed through. Yeah. And that was the feeling of, oh gosh, we're actually coming through this. And the piece prior to that was also the COVID graph, where you see that the graph being depicted and that dip. the Isan reprieve, the Isan hope. We are on our way, you know, to coming through this. So, yes, having said that, I do feel it's important to give back and to live a life that is something bigger than yourself. And if you have a talent, it's important to connect with people, to give and to share. So I always knew, I worked with Ladles of Love on their sandwich drive, but my husband is diabetic. But I wanted to get more involved. I was unhappy that I couldn't be physically there. And I thought, okay, what better way than to partner with them? I mean, their charity is, I mean, they've assisted 138 beneficiaries, and they have served almost 630 tons of food.
Yeah.
And created 2,300,000 sandwiches. So it's a huge organization that has delivered large, you know, impacted our community so well. And this is what I can only hope for, is that this art piece that we are auctioning, called Coming Through the Storm, blesses someone and it gives them that glimmer of hope that we are getting through this, but we can only get it through together. You know, as humanity, we need to stand together as community and work together.
Razia, the auction launches right now, right here on this show. Where do we send listeners if they'd like to take a look and put in a bid?
It's so exciting, Papa. If you follow my website, we actually launch it on there, and the bid process is right there as well. You click on to www.raziamyers.art.co.za. So if I repeat that, www.raziamyers.art.co.za.
Okay, well, I hope we're going to see some Cape Talk listeners putting in a bid. Razia, just in conclusion, you've had a dramatic shift in style and approach to your art through the months of lockdown. It sounds to me like you've found your particular niche. Are you going to stick with the abstract expressionism going forward, do you think, or are you going to try and juggle playing between styles and media? What's the plan going forward?
You know, like I alluded to, I always wanted more. I wanted more emotion. I wanted to be raw. I wanted to be real. I wanted it to have an effect for people to stand behind the work and think, sure, this is powerful. You know, what is this moment about? You know, and if that painting can describe that emotion and depict the feelings that you know, and somehow you find a connect, then that is definitely the new style of art that I am. This is me, and absolutely sticking to an abstract expressionist. I have found my way after 5 years of being in the art scene, but I'd really like to have gallery representation now, Pippa.
Okay, well, let's hope perhaps there are some gallery owners listening to this interview who are busy typing in your website and taking a look, Razia, and let's hope that might come from here. Look, I mean, the main reason I invited you onto the show today, besides celebrating the beautiful art you've created and allowing our listeners to know about this auction, is I love what your story says about new beginnings and never being too old to find a passion in life. I guess my final question to you is what advice to somebody listening who maybe is in a bit of a rut, feeling like they've lost their sense of purpose, feeling like they've lost their sense of passion for what they do, about ways of rediscovering it. For you, it's been the extraordinary circumstances of lockdown and the emotions it unlocked, which kind of guided you down that path. But any words of encouragement for those who haven't yet found their way onto the new path?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Pippa, we all have our own journey, but we need to know and actually understand our mortality, that you only have a small dash of time. And you've got to keep on asking yourself, what are you going to do with that time? So if you want to, like I said, how did I want to run this leg race, the next leg of this race? So we know we've all had trauma, we've survived it. It's what are you going to do with that revelation or that trauma? The best way is to connect, to give, to influence, and to be authentic and real, and to really dig deep. Dig deep and give thought to your next leg of life, or what influence you're going to be. You know, like I said, it's all about humanity. We need to stop living in our silos. We need to impact, we need to influence, and we need to connect with others. That's the only way we're going to come through this together.
Razia Myers, it's been an absolute delight having you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to you. And a reminder that if you would like to put in a bid for her piece, Coming Through the Storm, the online auction starts right now on raziamyersart.co.za. And let me just repeat the spelling. It's R-A-Z-I-A-M-Y-E-R-S, raziamyersart.co.za. www.vertshop.co.za. I wonder if anybody else listening has had that kind of complete turnaround of career direction in midlife, from IT to artist in Razia's case. Have you had a complete change of career and life direction? And what was it that triggered that change? I'd love to hear more of those stories.